It is March 27, 2024, and I am going to tell you that I got a visit this morning, and it seems like they don't talk anymore, so that is follow me, they don't talk to you. You know that they told me and they told you that it was waste to talk like they have done for to make you understand what they are talking about and what I am talking about and what my experience of the spirits from heaven. And today I know it's my ancestors that is have coming through and talk. And but I am related to Jesus Christ also in my DNA. I have seen it. It's going down to the start of human race. So I can trace it to be like that. And because that my parents, they were related to famous people. And my mother have most royals in her. And my father have some of it also. So it's working to trace it down in that way. If they have been farmer working on a field and only for to feed the kids for one day at a time, and then it should not be so much, because the books that here in Sweden, the books started, the church books started to write down people in the middle of 1600. So it's about, now I can't count, 400 years. But you that are looking for, if you can find more about your relatives, and they are not famous, I have talked about it before, that you can, if you know the farm where they were working at, if you are black, and you know they were slaves, and it was their duty that the farmer, the owner of the farm, he have to document who was working on his farm. So if you don't can look at it in the church books, but you know where they are coming from what farm. Yeah, and if you are very, very lucky, then you can find the papers on that farm. But maybe not going to that farm and look for it. It's archive somewhere. Can it be? So it's not in the same place, but maybe in the same area that they have documented the document from the farms before they broke down and exist no more. You can go to the archive for the city or the county, and so I wanted to tell you, I am very, very nervous because I am going to do the X-ray tomorrow, and I have just got the schedule for the taxi, and I'm going far away because it's too much. It's a queue line up. It's so many that should make X-rays. So I have to travel. Yeah, it takes about 1.5 hours to travel, maybe 2 hours. And so I go far away. So it will be the whole day. And the doctor gave me a nervous medicine for the nerves. And I know this about when you should do a big surgery, that often they give you painkiller some days before because it's going around in the system, in the body. So it's prepared that it's going to be painful after the surgery. But you have already something that stops the pain in you already. And that's what I think about. So I did that. But I started very low dose. And today am I very nervous. So I need to take a little more of the medicine, but not over the limit where the doctor say I should take. And so I was very nervous, but as it is, when I am like this, extremely nervous, I get help from heaven. And this morning, I wake up late because I have been up, I think, twice in the night. I was on the computer in the night. And I was playing a game only to let the time go slipping away so I could go to bed again and sleep. So I wake up late this morning. It was about 7:30 in the morning. I wake up and I was laying on my back, and on my chest there was a girl was sitting on my chest. She didn't say anything. And I wake up and went up. And I was not thinking about that she was sitting on my chest, and she was look like 8 years old or younger. And then I started to take a shower, and then many times in the shower I clear up my mind because I relax when I take a shower, and I can't stand up. I sit on a chair and take a shower, so it's relaxing. And it come to me that that girl was me. It was that girl that I met up in heaven. When I did the hypnosis 2018, you have it in the tracks, but maybe you have not heard it, that I was in hypnosis, and he was very good to do it, hypnosis. And I find myself in the garden. But I come to know it today. When I was in the shower, I got the cleaning and understanding that I have been there before in heaven. And because I was surprised that I walk by myself. Dan, the hypnosis, he say, you're sitting on a bench, a sofa in the park, and it's lots of flowers, and it's like a river, a small river, and you hear the sound of the waves in it. But then he don't need to say anything. Then I leaving on my own. And today I understand why Dan doesn't need to say more than I need to sit down and relax there. And then I tell him that it's coming someone. Or other times I have done this 6 times. Other times I go to someone I see far away, and that person, spirit, is taking me to where I should go. And this was the first time I was up to heaven. And I come up to heaven, and I saw Jesus on the left side in like a small garden. He was standing there, but he didn't pay attention to that I was there. Then he asked me, what do you see? And I described Jesus, how he looked like, and with yellow, like dress, clothes on, a little like cream color, and then on his shoulder he have a red. Red mantle on his shoulder. But he had lots of color, and he was red brown hair. He had long hair. And I said, can't you see more? Dan say, and I say, yes, I see on the right side, is it a white cloud? And Dan ask, do you see something inside the cloud? And when he asked that, I saw it started to come clear that it was six higher priests. But before them, there was a girl, and she was standing there, and I didn't understood what it was for a girl. But later I have understood it was me as a child, because what happened fit into that it was me as a little girl. Because she was like a leader for everyone. Even the six higher priest was walking on a little on the side of her and behind her. But she was in the front, and she walked in, and then asked that little girl. It was so fun, but I don't laugh, because he asked that little girl if she was not frightened to go into, because it was a dark cave, alley. And so it was dark, but not black. It was more dark brown. And she say, "And now, why should I be that? I'm only a little girl that follow those higher priests." She was not frightened when she walked there. And then we come into the throne room of God. And because Jesus was outside, he was not with us. And I come in there, and those higher priests, they fall down on the floor and bow their head, because it was a throne of gold that was in front of me. And I understand now when I'm talking. It's very hard to understand everything just when it happened. And then later on you understand. Because God was on his throne, and he told me to come up to his throne. But it was so high up, so it was very dangerous. There was nothing to hold in when you go in the stairs. So I say to God that is too high up for me. I can never walk all the stairs there. It was how long? 1 kilometer or 2 kilometers up in the air without something to hold in. And then what I understand today now, I didn't know what it was, because God took down a red carpet the whole way from his throne and to the floor. And now I say it was a red mantle on Jesus. So that was the same thing. So in my mind, is it like God took down Jesus to be there with me? Because it was like I had to move a little my feet, because the carpet come on my feet. And I understand now it was symbolic about Jesus is coming first to show me the way. And he did that because I have connection with Jesus when I was homeless in the United States. And he walked side by side with me and he told me about his life. And I have told you this in some episodes. I don't know where I have talked about it. But the meaning is that you should listen to all episodes because there is something to knowledge and there is something they teach you and teach me. And that was that little girl that took me into the throne room, but she left when I was in the throne room. And for me, I don't know really what she wanted to tell me when she sit on my chest. But she, I understand this in heaven, that she took me into the throne room. I think someone is here, because I cough so much. I know that little girl is have not left me, but if she is coming through, then I don't know. And it is when we were walking into the throne room, Dan asked her if she was frightened. And she say she was not frightened because she didn't know about how to have fear because she was a child. And this is something to teach you that listen. At when you have to go through hell, through bad things, that you are very frightened. When you standing in front of someone that want to kill you, then is it, you should not be like you are in that time. You should be a child, because a child have no fear, because they don't know what will happen. But we that is adult, we can imagine what it will happen, because we have watched it on television, on the news, and heard about it, read about it. We have got that inside us, in our mindset. And in that time when you have something you fear for very much, you should say to yourself that I am a child, and I am, now it's coming something, oh, it's coming someone that was waiting for to do that. Because you should say that you are a child of God. You're not an adult of God. You are a child of God. And the Father, he will protect you. So he will send you people. He will send you comfort. He will make you have no fear. That's what she was saying to me when she sat on my chest, that I am here with you and there will be no fear tomorrow. That's what she wanted to say to me, that I should, like a mantra, when I go with a taxi to that clinic that do the x-ray, I should say that the whole time. I'm a child. I'm a child of God. I have no fear. A child of God have no fear. That's my mantra tomorrow. So she come here to help me. And she is here now. She's showing me herself now, and I feel it in my body. So she says this to us. I am a child, and I don't have those rules and laws that adult people have. I start to talk like her also now, because she is inside me. And she say, even if I am a child, I can hold your hand and lead you into this fear things you have to do. And a child's hand is small but is strong, because it's coming directly from God. When you think a child, you don't think an adult person. You will have this mantra that I give you, that you feel the hand of a child in your hand, and together we are strong. She's saying these things. So don't think adult, think a child, because God take care of his children, and you are a child of God. If you don't know it and don't have find it out, but follow me on this podcast, you, and study all the chapters, and I will repost those oldest that doesn't show in some platforms. So you will find yourself to be a child of God by follow this podcast. And in the podcast, you that have followed me from the start, every chapter, you know it have going from step to step. It have changed the whole time, because it's learning. And you don't am in the school and learn one thing and nothing more. It's step by step I have learned, and they have teach you also. So maybe they will come back when there is enough people that understand. And also, I have hard with the money. And if I get some support money, that is also a sign that there is people that understand this education we get from heaven. And I know, I say that there is people that don't have any money. I know that because I have been in that situation. I didn't have any money at all when I was homeless in the United States. And I know one time I gave tokens for the bus. I gave that instead of money because I have got some bus tokens from those churches I was in. So I gave it one Sunday to tie with, as I didn't have $1. So I know this situation. And God knows that that you can tie other things, and that is to information people about this podcast. That's what you can tie, and you can repost also the chapters. So there is other things you can do than send me money. I need a little more money because it is, you know, what time we live in. So those that get less money is those that is old and weak and can't work for to get extra money. And but I don't want to beg money. It sounds maybe like that, but I tell you what you can do in alternative. You repost my chapters and you talk about this, and you protect me and fight for me, because it start to come more and more pastors, bishops, and tell me how wrong I am, and I need to get the strength from you sometimes. I get it from heaven, but I need also sometimes encouragement from people here on earth. So that's a tying also. So thank you for listening, and God bless you. And it has started to be spring here, so I'm soon going out, travel out, and enjoy the spring weather.